June 10, 1920, the humanity of our Lord lived suspended in the air. For one who lives in the divine will, whatever it does, the soul does. I was feeling very afflicted and all alone, with no support from anyone. And my sweet Jesus clasped me in his arms, lifting me up in the air, and told me, "My daughter, when my humanity lived on earth, it lived suspended halfway between heaven and earth. Having the whole earth under myself and the whole heaven above myself, and by living in this way, I try to draw the whole earth and the whole heaven within me, to make of them one single thing. If I had wanted to live at the earth's level, I could not have drawn everything within me, but only a few points at the most. It is true that it cost me much to live suspended in the air. I had no place and nobody on which to lean, and only strictly necessary things were given to my humanity. For the rest, I was always alone and with no comfort. However, this was necessary, first, because of the nobility of my person, to whom it did not befit living down below, with vile and faulty human supports. Second, because of the great office of redemption, which it to have supremacy over everything. Therefore, it befitted me to live up high, above everyone. Now, the ones whom I call to my likeness, I place in the same conditions in which I place my own humanity. Therefore, I myself am your support, my own arms are that which sustains you. And as I make you live in my arms, suspended in the air, only the things which are strictly necessary can reach you. For one who lives in my will, detached from everyone, all for me, anything more than strict necessities are vile things, and degrading herself from her nobility. And if human supports are given to her, she senses the stink of the human, and she herself drives them away. Then he added, as soon as the soul enters my will, her volition remains bound with my eternal volition. And even if she does not think about it, since her will has been bound to mine, whatever my will does, hers does as well, and together with me, she runs for the good of all.